When people ask me, what should I invest in, or what would you advise me to do, or would you give me the right answer, I hesitate and diplomatically back away from handing out my answers. The reason I do not like giving out answers is because right answers only work in school and on game shows. In real life, each of us comes with certain strengths, geniuses, and abilities. We also come with weaknesses. To me, life is about change. To me, if you are not changing today, you may be in grave peril because the world is changing faster than ever before. The people who are in the most trouble are those who cling to old right answers and old report cards. With the Internet expanding its reach, the gap between the haves and have-nots will only increase. Today we have kids who are not yet out of high school who are making millions of dollars on the web. They have not yet had a job and may never have to look for one. As I've said in my other programs, the idea of a job is an idea born out of the industrial age. Anyone clinging to old industrial age rules will financially fall behind those who adjust to the new rules of the information age. And believe me, the rules are different. If you are clinging to the idea of job security, automatic pay raises, and seniority, you are clinging to rules created in the industrial age. The good news is there has never been more opportunity to gain tremendous wealth. But to gain that wealth, the price is that you may have to change. The uncertainty of change is often frightening. I am as apprehensive of the unknown as anyone else. I have the same self-doubts as anyone else. I hate being wrong and making mistakes as much as anyone else. But the good news is that everyone has to change today. Due to the Internet, change is now democratic. Everyone has to change or pay the price of falling behind, slowly but surely. The good news is that we all have the power to get us through this change if we want to access that power. That power is found on the learning pyramid, and that power is the power of your spirit. One of the best things about going to Vietnam was that I witnessed the power of spirit firsthand. If you talk to most veterans who saw actual combat, I am sure most will tell you of individuals who went far beyond the mental, physical, and emotional limitations that hinder most of us in day-to-day life. One of my classmates and dear friends from elementary school, Wayne, is a person who spent a year performing one of the most dangerous missions of the war as an LRRP, a LRP, as the acronym is often pronounced, which stands for Long Range Reconnaissance Patrol, was a person who was dropped behind enemy lines in a small fighting team to gather information. They often stayed behind enemy lines, living off the land for a week to 2 months. One night recently, I was at Wayne's house in Hawaii discussing the changes we went through from growing up in Hawaii, going to college, and then going to war. We talked about how the experience of war dramatically changed who we are and what our core values are. We both quietly shared stories and spoke in awe of young men who performed feats of courage and heroism far beyond the so-called line of duty. The reason I tell this story about Wayne is because he made a point I want to make when I talk about the power of spirit we all have. During this late evening conversation, Wayne quietly said, "There were two missions where I was the only one to come back alive. I am alive today because dead men kept fighting." I suspect that the reason so many Vietnam veterans have difficulties emotionally is because we fought in a war that we as a country did not intend to win, and those who came back are alive only because we had friends give their lives so that we could live. On top of that, we came back to a country that often spat on returning soldiers instead of thanking them for what they did, right or wrong. I too saw dead men who kept fighting, men who physically, mentally, and emotionally were technically dead, yet their spirits kept fighting on so others could live. As tragic as such experiences are, the lessons learned about the power of the human spirit have been priceless in my and Wayne's lives. Today, when I hear someone say, "But what if I lose some money?" Or, "What if I make a mistake?" Or, "What if I fail?" I just sort of smile my diplomatic smile, nod my head, and walk away. It is still difficult for me to feel empathy for someone who is afraid of losing $10,000 when I saw others lose their lives. We do not, however, have to go to war to find examples of the power of human spirit, a spirit that we all possess. A few years ago, I went to a track meet for physically challenged people. There I saw another classmate who was injured in a car accident and had to have both of his legs amputated. Here he was, 50 years old, both legs gone, and he was running the 100-yard dash on his new prostheses. As he ran, I did not see any physical limitations. All I could see and feel was his spirit driving him. As he ran, his spirit and the spirit of the others that were physically challenged filled the stand of spectators. Most of us began to cry as their spirits touched ours. I was reminded again of the power of the human spirit. I realized that although I was better off physically than he was in far better physical condition than I was. His spirit had turned his physical handicap into a physical, mental, and emotional strength. We all have access to the power of that same Spirit. We all have strengths, and we all have weaknesses. As I've explained, I was not blessed academically. I am not what the school system would call a smart student. I was not blessed emotionally simply because of my hot temper, lack of patience, and lack of attention to detail. I was also not blessed physically. I am not a great athlete, nor was I blessed with great physical beauty. Yet today, I would say I found personal happiness and financial freedom because I was always reminded of the power of the human spirit. Both my dads, as well as my mom, had that spirit and encouraged me to call on that power in times of great personal doubt. I am who I am today because I married a woman who has a strong, powerful spirit, a spirit that trusted me and stood beside me when others said she should leave. If not for Kim's spiritual strength, I know I would not be where I am today. I would not be here today if not for my friends who stood by me and helped me up when I fell and lost faith in myself. I have attained financial freedom not because of my physical, emotional, or mental strength. I was encouraged by those around me to go on, even when I lost touch with my own spirit. I was able to make changes and grow to meet new challenges simply because other spirits inspired my spirit to carry on. And for me, I have always found freedom when I found my spirit. It was because of my spirit that I was able to study and learn mentally, learn to harness my emotions properly, and take physical action even though filled with doubt, to fall down and stand back up.